Well, Jonah bore the mark of Cain. His wife had thrown him out again. They'd moved the country all around and hit the wall in Fort Mac town. When his wife said she couldn't bear, she said, "You're moving on, I'm staying here." She said, "Oh, my hands are tied." She said, "Oh, my hands are tied." Jonah cried, "Oh, Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. And I try, I still fail. It's been a long time and nothing. Salt crime or nothing. Thin diamond, nothing's killing me. You're not the one whose hands are tied. Well, no one sees the mark of Cain. It's a funny feeling you can't explain." Well, the boys gave Jonah a wider berth. Seemed lower down than the earth. And when he begged and pleaded for another chance, the foreman took a harder stance. He said, "Oh, my hands are tied." He said, "Oh, my hands are tied." Jonah cried, "Oh, Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. And I try, I still fail. It's been a long time and nothing. Sold crime or nothing. Thin diamond, nothing's killing me. You're not the one whose hands are tied." Well, Jonah tossed out on the sea on Suicide 63. When suddenly he a blinding light shook the car with all its might. Deep inside he heard a voice offering him a final choice. It said, "Let your hands be untied." It said, "Let your hands be untied." Jonah cried, "Oh Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. And I try, I still fail. It's been a long time and nothing. This old crime or nothing. Thin diamond, nothing's killing me. Well, I can see my hands aren't tied."